want to get down horny with
no, but that's
the first
no,
thing.
I don't mean you need, I just mean like you want to
professional
be like,
shagger. Yeah, you're always sexual.
Oh,
about what? About like what the fuck is there to just talk like, about? Hey,
what you at?
What you at? Is that what you said to Donna?
I think that's for me personally, I think that's a step too far.
It's a very new thing, I think.
Welcome to How My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a rooftop between your best friends, girls' bachelor night out, where you spill all the goss. Our relationships, dilemmas, life. We rant.
Anything.
Yeah. We're just two girls talk.
Shit.
Nice. Sometimes. But sometimes it's also helpful.
Valuable information.
Yeah.
We hope.
If you're new here.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. And if you're returning, then
welcome
thank you
back.
So much for coming back.
Yeah.
And we're also on video now.
Woohoo!
You can watch us. So,
if but I wasn't smart enough this week to bring in a change of clothes. Sorry. I'm out
here. Yeah,
and
we're recording too. Yeah. 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 I look like I'm wearing pyjamas. So.
I'm just in the same get up as last week's. But it hasn't been a whole week. I haven't slept in my uniform this week. I swear to God. I promise you now.
Not
I haven't.
This time.
No.
But yeah, so Thursdays at 12 is when the video comes out. Mm-hmm. And Wednesdays at 12 is the audio.
Yes.
Yeah. And we also have our bonus episodes out on Mondays too. So on this week's episode, we talked about unpopular opinions, dating edition. So from having locations turned on, paying for dates. And snail trails. I actually rang Dano and asked him
even Dano
if he had a snail trail. We help with a dilemma about dating an angel boy right after a breakup and the initially scary idea of labels. Mm-hmm. And for a phone a friend, some of you helped a listener who was dating a boy for 2 months but found him on Tinder and whether she should overlook it or bin him. Yeah. She went onto his phone.
Grey area. Should we
be, yeah. Mm. Is that an already red flag?
Yeah.
We shall see. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. I love our new little set.
It is rather adorable
it
now.
It is cute. We're still waiting on a new couch, but this will do for now.
Yeah, I feel like it's like my mom always says it's like doing a house up. You'll never ever stop like doing a house up.
Yeah, that's
we always want to keep changing this and adding things.
Yeah.
So if things change 1 week, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
I
would like pink mic stands.
Yeah.
Because I think if you look in the set, like it's very
and pink mic cups.
Harsh compared to the rest. Yeah. We'll imagine a pink matching this.
We'll have to ask. Go loud. We love you, but give us pink. Cover.
Well, at least the collar's already pink.
No, but this
we
thing,
need that
thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get them custom.
Custom made.
Custom made. Off Amazon or something, yeah.
We'll definitely find them, but yeah. We'll have to keep doing bits and bobs, but for now, it's rather adorable.
Yeah. We just had Manny Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Manny? So
Manny.
Nice.
Manny, yeah.
Really nice.
I don't know where I'm rating it now. I also got a corner slice.
Mm.
Very different if you get a corner slice or a middle.
We should have really asked for a middle.
Yeah.
I didn't have a corner, but mine was like like one side had an edge, but I liked that.
Mine was like a left-hand corner one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Still preferring Bambinos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I liked them. I liked, because I got the carbonara one, so it was like bacon and egg yolk on it.
I also feel like you might get more with Bambinos, do you? Or is it just that the slice is wider?
I think, yeah.
So Manny is higher.
Higher, but
Bambino's is
shorter.
Thinner, but wider.
I do love how thin Bambino's is.
I do love it.
Oh my God.
It's delicious. So
and I'm not really like that big of a pizza person.
Are you not?
But lately I'm such a burger person, you know.
I know, yeah. I don't know where that came out for you.
Burgers. Although that's why I got sick the other week.
Oh.
Burger and chips, yeah. But like.
Do you ever have a Whale Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. In a while though. They are really
good.
Nice. Mm. McDonald's started making hamburgers different now. They're fucking delicious.
They add the onions to the grill, is it? I think they talk about it.
Yeah, they just cook one burger at a time.
Oh.
Like on the pan or whatever. That's not a pan, it's a slab of heat, I'm sure. And they also have the bun, it's a brioche bun, it's slightly thicker on the bottom.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Nice.
You can taste the difference.
I'm becoming a chicken select gal.
Oh, not
yeah. I've been getting a 3 chicken select medium meal.
I'm not, like, I don't hate them. I wouldn't buy them.
Yeah, I don't know where
out of everything
out.
Else.
Like, I'm usually just a 6 chicken nugget kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was there the other week and I was like, I'm going to try a chicken select. And you get different barbecue sauce and all with.
Oh.
You get the big tub.
I love just the nuggets. So.
I know, you can't go wrong with nail nuggets.
Starving.
Yeah.
Just literally ate them.
Let's just melt a thing.
But we just got some lunch there.
Mm-hmm.
We have some exciting things coming up.
Yeah.
In the works.
Yep.
By the time this episode comes out.
Potentially, you might, will they know by now? No, maybe.
Maybe. Not quite sure on
what. Yeah, not quite sure on when this is released, but.
But I've got Egypt coming up on Saturday.
You do.
So.
Did I see your hotel and all? I just can't picture Egypt. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't.
I feel like it's, everyone says about my friend Lauren, like every time I'm saying that I'm going, they're like, who are you going with? I'm like, Lauren. And they're like, she's always in mad random places.
Yeah.
You say the fourth person.
I was like, what?
The fourth person that said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just picks random places to go.
Yeah.
We'll go here. How do you even think to go there?
Loved it. And it's actually the best place ever for, like, did you watch that documentary, the freediving one that I loved? That I cried at?
Don't think so.
Oh my God. So sad. But anyway, that's where they dove. They done the freediving in Egypt. And it's actually the best scuba diving ever.
Do you have to change your money and all?
It's an octopus. No, I think you bring euro. Because I think they like euro over there. It's like in Turkey, like when you bring your currency, it's better for them.
For them.
It's like the better exchange. So if you bring, like, if you're English, bring pounds. Irish, bring euro. Like,
what's the traditional Egyptian food?
I don't actually know.
Dying to see, like, all the cuisine and all that.
But Lauren said the hotel, she stayed there last year, and you can... Like in the mornings, they cook your omelette in front of you and stuff. Like, oh, you know, a little like breakfast station. I love that.
I love that.
I remember in Barbados, I had an omelette every day, and he was like, "You eat the same thing every day." I was like,
"Yeah, oh,
thanks, the chef."
I just that. Love
like,
it.
I was like, "Okay, thanks."
Oh God.
But I love that. And then I think it's all inclusive.
Is it? Mm. You get wellied.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay!
For a week. Hopefully, you don't get hungover on holidays though.
You don't.
No.
Something, you get something in your body that you just don't.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to get a hangover.
Just don't get that feeling, like.
No, you don't have the Sunday scaries around.
2 hours ahead, let me check the time difference.
Is that all it is?
I think so.
I don't even know where Egypt is. That's really bad.
It's over,
near Morocco?
No.
Oh.
Egypt.
I clearly haven't a clue.
I don't know what side of Egypt it is. There's two different Egypts on this.
There's two different Egypts?
Well, it's obviously two different time zones, I think.
Is that big?
Cairo. So it's now, it's 4:12.
An hour ahead?
Yeah.
So all you are?
Yeah. Alexandria's the same, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's not bad.
That's
not that far. It's like an hour stopover flight, but then it's 5 hours. It's like in Turkey, we were only an hour.
We're only an hour difference. Yeah.
So it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Dying to see all this now.
I can't wait to scuba dive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just see the sun. I feel like this year it's been especially bad weather, like just grey and like, just can't vibe with that.
With the weather?
No.
Kind of love it when I want to stay home.
Yeah,
and
when
like,
you want to do something, it's like, fuck me.
Yeah.
It's not.
The rain in Ireland just sends people west.
Yeah.
Everything is planned, everything's shut down. Even though we get it all year round, I don't know why still. Oh, Jesus, no, it's raining. Can't be doing that. Oh, no. Absolutely not. Can't be doing that. I don't leave my house.
You can't do that in half the year.
Yeah, I don't leave my house when it's raining.
No.
Absolutely not.
Dirty day.
Yeah. People forget how to drive and all in the rain, and it's just...
People drive so dangerously in the rain.
Carnage.
I hate dangerous drivers. No, seriously, like, why are you going that speed? I can't see my screen. My windscreen.
In front of you?
Yeah. Because the car is splashing up onto mine.
I was in torrential rain yesterday. Do you know when you have your wipers on the fastest and you still can't kind of see?
Yeah, yesterday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scary, Mary.
Very scary. And it's because a big truck was in front of me going so quick. They're only meant to go like 90, apparently. Trucks? I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Did you see Jojo Siwa's?
Calm as a bitch. I should have known better.
And what did she say? I effed up or something and said it. Just, she didn't
say
that.
I saw a video of her and she was lying on the ground making some very, doing some moves with another lady.
I don't know.
Well, I think she's meant to be like a sea creature or something. So I don't know what she was doing. I don't know.
I don't know what has gotten into her.
Is it all a plot?
Why is she wearing a big Kiss costume and all?
Is it a plot twist?
About Kiss? I don't know. I've seen it was something about marketing, but... How far do you go, Mark? Imagine us doing that. Imagine us just for clout being like...
Like she was selling bows and fucking...
Yeah.
La-di-da-di-da.
Poor hairline getting all them.
Her poor hairline.
Getting all them Thai ponies.
Oh my God. But like she...
Still has a good hair, thank God.
But she... I feel like she literally jumped from child star to the opposite now. not the opposite, but like, like I feel like there was no middle.
No.
There was no middle.
No.
It went from one. I'd say that is though really hard if you are like in that industry and in that that big of a limelight, like, to even try and change things, because people always would expect you to nearly stay the same all the time.
True. And she was so like cookie cutter, like little.
Yeah. Little princess. Like, she made bank off those bows.
Remember her ponytails, how tight they were?
Did you ever see the podcast she went on and she said like she sold 100 million bows or something?
I'm going to look up her net worth.
It's something like astronomical it is. I can't be dealing with the cars with the faces of herself.
Which ones?
All of her cars. Well, she's two cars. She's a Tesla and a BMW. I think it's a BMW. And it's wrapped with just pictures of her own face. Both her cars.
My God.
I'd hate that though. Everyone would know where you are and what you're doing. And
her net worth is 20 million. Became a millionaire at 15.
Fuck off. 15.
How old is she now?
What do you do with millions at 15?
Probably got kept for. Oh, she's only 20 now.
Is she?
Yeah. Do you want to see what car? I remember watching her in Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And she, oh my God, yeah, look.
Karma's a bitch.
Guys, look. Anyone watching on video?
Better.
This is JoJo's car.
It's wrapped with her mush. That's her old one. She got another one as well. And it's a black one. And it's wrapped with, like,
here it is now. Yeah. This one? No?
No, it's a different one.
Oh.
I don't know.
How many cars does this lady have?
How many cars she has, but what the hell?
My God.
Have you seen any of the TikTok stuff as well about Honey Boo Boo?
No.
That her mom spent all her money.
What?
All her Honey Boo Boo money.
Oh, me Honey Boo Boo child.
Yeah. I used to love Honey Boo Boo.
Not the same.
I used to live
my icon.
Because apparently in America, there's this thing called a Coogan account, which is basically if you're a child star, that's where your money goes into. And I think you like it's kept for you until you're a certain age and they take a certain percentage of it or whatever. That's how they make money. It's called a Coogan account. I think it's Coogan. And Honey Boo Boo's mom spent all hers. She was trying to pay for college and she couldn't pay for college. Her sister had to help her pay for it. And her mom's just like,
what does she do now?
Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah.
She's in college or something. I don't know.
She just, like, surely she could...
She's
start doing a few Instagram things.
They're always live on TikTok. The sisters.
What's her name? Oh, Honey Boo. Oh, 1.2 million.
On Instagram.
Oh my God, I haven't seen her in years. Honey Boo Boo.
I loved her so much.
Oh, she graduated.
Did she graduate?
This is her caption from her graduation from high school. No, high school.
Oh.
200K likes. I did it, y'all. I wish so much that Irish people said y'all.
Y'all.
I just think it makes so much sense. You all.
We say yous. Like yous is an actual word.
So, I just love
y'all.
I think it sounds so real. Despite all the challenges and curveballs that were thrown my way, I still did it and never gave up. There were points in time when I just want to give up and say it.
So fuck it.
That's what the emoji.
Oh, she has.
Middle finger emoji, it. Oh. But at no point did I give up. I just kept going. I was so happy yesterday for myself, my future self. Oh, I can't wait till I can tell everyone the future about this day, especially my future kids. Oh, it goes on for ages, but she's just really happy.
Show me her face now.
Oh, this is her.
I just always remember her as a child.
I know.
I'll never not remember her as that child.
Oh my God.
I think her sister took legal rights of her or something for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a lot of drama with that.
Oh, it comes up on my TikTok all the time.
But it happens a lot with, there was another family. Was it Addison Rae's family?
Like child stars?
Yeah. I think they end up like splitting up and stuff. I think it's very, people get wrapped up on it who shouldn't really be wrapped.
Like,
I think it's really weird when like parents get like really overly involved and try to live through their kids and stuff.
Mm.
Because, I just think that's a bit bizarre.
It can turn sour so easily though, especially when money is involved.
Yes.
Money is the biggest.
They see it as... change.
It can be the biggest factor in like breaking up a family is money.
Yeah,
you hear it so much. Like,
I think it's bizarre.
It's mad.
Like, I don't think anyone in my family, like extended or anything, has ever had even one fight
ever.
Joni, there's always that one person who does be fighting and all, but no one's, I don't think they've ever fought.
I don't think I really see my family enough to fight with them.
No, not me, even everyone else.
Oh.
They don't really have ever, like, had a proper scrap.
Couldn't be arsed.
I think my dad and his brothers are too laid back.
Yeah.
And then it's just me, it's just my mom and her sister, and you can't really fight with the one person.
One person.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Yeah.
No.
Words.
But yeah, poor Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
God love her.
Well, at least she's done high school.
Yeah. But now she can't afford college.
Fuck, it's so expensive in America as well.
Oh my God, do you ever hear how much it is to have a baby in America?
Oh, if you don't have health insurance, forget it.
How do you have to pay to have a baby? Do we have to pay to have babies?
No.
I really don't understand that.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think we do. I don't understand
how... They basically have to pay... If they obviously can't afford it, they just have to pay. It's their debt for the rest of their life. Like,
I wouldn't have kids.
I know.
You could literally put yourself into debt for that.
I know.
For having a child.
And one time I seen a girl talk about it on twins.
It was so expensive, like...
Oh, America's a mad place.
I know.
Mm.
It's not well, like...
Mm.
What is your favourite products at the moment?
What am I loving? You know me now. I stick to it once I use it, I love it. I rearranged all my perfumes the other day.
Aww.
So, like my perfumes lately.
That's nice.
Mm.
What's your favorite?
Baccarat Rouge, but so fucking oily. I think the one I have is like an oil based.
Oh.
It's really, really annoying. And like I spray perfume on my hair and all. I shouldn't, but...
So you can't put it in your hair?
No, even if I put it on my neck, all my hair under here goes all greasy. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's the red one I have. But there's a clear bottle as well, so I don't know if the clear one is...
Oh.
I don't know, it's proper oily. Like,
I've never seen the clear one. The red label.
You're left oil, and you're like...
Ooh. Have you had tan on as well? That'd be
minging. Or by Killian Smoking Hot. Ooh,
oh yeah,
you either love it or hate it.
You and Creva got it.
Oh yes, my yes. God, I love it so much. It is banging.
It's not. I like smell about what I could wear.
It's like a spicy tobacco, fucking like
yeah.
real deep.
It is,
I think it's unisex actually.
It is tobacco vibe.
Is it tobacco?
Yeah, it is kind of. I think it is.
It's just unbelievable. Mm. I'm just not as sweet.
Bern Thomas now, you know.
Do they? Mm.
I seen it when I was there.
Oh, but
I want to try it. There's a new one. I want to try it. I don't need a prince because I'm a princess or something like that, but I just need to smell it because Jaclyn Hill recommended it.
Oh.
And I feel like she
looks like she smells good.
Yeah, she does.
Do you ever look that's at someone and you know, she got her braces not off.
Oh, is that what it is?
She got her braces off and I think she's on a big health journey and she doesn't drink around anymore.
I know, because she was saying she was real swollen in her face from drinking.
Ah, she went through the ringer.
She did.
Remember them hairy lipsticks?
God. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was bad.
That was bad.
She seems like a lovely lady.
And then she had a brand called Cozy. And there's a girl in Toronto that I used to watch on, is she Toronto or somewhere in Canada anyway? A girl in Canada called Caitlin Nicholson, I think her name is. And I used to watch her YouTube vlogs all the time. I was obsessed with her. And she came out with a brand called Cozy first. But I think they just spelt it differently. But I think, did she reach out to Jaclyn to be like, because Jaclyn didn't, Caitlin didn't, is her name Caitlin? Something anyway. She didn't trademark the name.
So she could rob it.
Yeah. And I think she...
Kind of a very, like, not unique name either.
They spelt it like...
Oh, and they
spelled K-O-Z-E.
Oh.
Yeah, I think one was called Coz and one was called Cozy. But Jaclyn ended up shutting that business down as well.
What was it? Like, what was it?
Dressing gowns and slippers and blankets and all. And dressing gowns were bleeding up $150 or something.
Yeah.
Mad stuff. Just feel like she can, and then
just
she has
goes to show that like jewelry just because well. Something is so like you have so, that girl like Jaclyn has so many followers.
Yeah,
doesn't mean it's gonna end.
No,
well.
It's gonna work.
Does not mean that.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
That's you can't rely on that to be like, ah, yeah, that'll sell because
no.
I have followers. No, it could be a shoddy brand or like people might just not like it.
Yeah,
especially for prices of things.
Or price, yeah.
How do people come up to prices? Yes,
yeah. I know.
I really don't get it.
Some people don't feel like it's actually. I think people like it. When something's personal to them.
Yeah. I've seen lots of people reviewing the Skims dresses as well recently. You got a green one, didn't you?
I like that, yeah.
See through? This girl had a pink one on. The thing was see through. Hey, why would she do such a thing?
Was it?
Come on. I think it was because you wore it out today. You got it or something. Didn't you get it delivered to a hotel or something?
I got it delivered to a hotel and then we done the Save Grace podcast.
You did.
But
yes, yes.
And was it see through?
Yeah, I remember having to cover your arse or something. You said.
Yeah.
But how could she bring out something like that?
I know. And because some
Kimothy, come on, girl.
I know. They look amazing in Turks and Caicos.
No, I can't. I just go by. I'll start sobbing, crying.
I don't follow any of them.
Do you not?
No.
I might actually unfollow them.
No, not that. I just don't. Like,
Yeah, I might unfollow them because
I don't
get
follow that many celebs. Like, I follow loads of influencers, but Taylor Swift's probably the only celebrity that I follow.
No, I definitely follow celebrities and I don't know why. Like, it's just me, please. Yeah, I think
Beyonce.
Do you not even follow Beyonce?
No.
Shut up, Charlene.
I swear, I'm like, but you never, them people's posts never come up, but Taylor Swift's posts never even come up for me. The odd time.
Oh, yeah, like, I follow Beyonce.
You follow Beyonce?
Yeah.
No, I just don't.
She actually only follows one person.
On herself.
Jay-Z. She wasn't following him for a while.
Oh.
And he only follows her.
I really like her new album, must say.
Haven't listened to it yet.
So I really enjoy.
Do you know that Ray wrote some of her song?
Yeah, which one is it?
What don't song? Know.
Legend.
Don't know.
Ray is a queen.
Oh, we love singing.
By the way, we have our phones for our running orders, by the way. We're not just texting.
No, I'm just texting away.
Just texting.
Can't be arsed to be here.
Texting other people. Yeah.
Texting my life away.
What was the name before that? Yeah, I just don't follow any of them. It's not like they create content that I'd want to be watching. Like, I follow people.
They don't even
like,
post it themselves. You're mad.
Yeah. I'm like, I follow people for their stories or like something like that. But like, why? Like,
it was definitely when I made the Instagram. I was like, oh, I'm going to follow all these.
Yeah, I'll just let, yeah. No, I just tired.
They might follow me back one day. They might. See it, like.
I know. I feel like Khloe Kardashian would follow people back.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. You're going to do a celeb clear out now.
Yeah, I'm going to go and unfollow them all because they didn't follow me back. Pricks. I'm going to send them all a message saying unfollowed and a full stop.
Imagine they replied.
Saying why? Ah, no, Ellie.
Do you reckon they read their DMs?
Definitely not. Adele didn't even have access to her own Instagram. Remember that?
True.
She was reading. Who were you? Did you ever see her when she went live?
No.
She went live on Instagram and she was reading all these mad comments and all.
Oh my God.
I don't know what that means, darling.
She's a legend as well.
She's very funny.
I love her.
Today we're going to talk about unpopular opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dating edition.
Woo. Now, the definition of an unpopular opinion I'm going to read out because I get a little bit confused as well. So, definition of unpopular.
It's an opinion that someone has, but it's just not a popular one.
An unpopular opinion in pop culture is a viewpoint or a statement that most people are likely to disagree with and which is likely to prove controversial.
Okay.
So that's what an unpopular opinion is.
Okay.
So if there's something in your relationship that's, unpopular.
We'll go with ours first.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
We asked you to send in some of them actually on the How My Drink Instagram. Mm-hmm. But we're going to... I don't even know if I have any that are unpopular. Do I?
What do you think?
I think I'm just very bang average, like. Very...
agreeing?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, yeah.
I think... unpopular opinion.
What?
If this is one or not. But that men should be like spoiled too.
Oh, I don't think that's unpopular. Oh. Yeah, well, wouldn't be controversial, but I can't see a lot of people thinking that first, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people, I think sometimes, both ways, men and women, like, expect something from someone, but if they don't do it,
yeah, why are you expecting it off someone else?
Yeah, or that you don't give them, like, be nice in other ways. I think, like, if you want something, you should also be giving it back and, like, do things because you actually love them and, like, things that make them happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't think I really have any. Like, I'd just be very regular-degular. Like, there isn't anything that I can think of in my head that's like, oh, well. Guys, I couldn't be more single, to be honest. So I'm probably the last person to have any sort of opinions on any dating matters.
I saw some actually on.
Like, there's nothing that really springs to my mind that I'm like, oh, that's unpopular for me.
Where did I send that TikTok into?
Popular opinion, I like pineapple on pizza. Gives a nice sweet taste.
For dating.
Yeah, date me and put pineapple on my pizza.
Okay. Go. So, unpopular opinion, you don't need a 3-month talking stage. I agree with that one.
Well, I think sometimes you need it though. Because think of when you first start texting someone on and you'd be thinking of what to reply and like, whereas 3 months later, you're definitely more loosey-goosey.
So if you go, does that mean,
if you go and get with someone fucking a week after knowing them, they could be a completely different person in 3 months' time. Do you know what I mean? Everyone puts their best foot forward first.
That's true.
So I think, no, I'm going to stick with 3 months talking stage. At now, over that now, you're taking the mickey.
But I think, don't, I think, I get why 3 month talking stages are good, but maybe like to not have it as like Bible, where like, you need to do that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Don't have it as like, well, I'm not getting with him at 8 weeks because we need to see.
Yeah.
Although they do, after 3 months, give you a good...
good idea.
Indication.
Yeah.
It's kind of when the mask starts to slip.
It's when they get kind of comfortable and they're like, okay.
It falls off.
Yeah.
Yeah. She needs to move her head because I can't read the rest of them.
Chick, please move your head.
Hang on. Her one is, I hate kissing on the first day. I love kissing on a first date.
I think it depends who it is.
I think you don't really like them if you...
No, I don't even think it's necessarily that you don't like them. I just think you either get a vibe like that or you don't. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like them. It just might be like, I want to see them again, want to get to know them a little bit more.
Okay,
unpopular... But I've definitely done the opposite and kissed the face off people first day. Oops.
Oopsie. Sorry. I think unpopular opinion... if you don't want to rip their clothes off, then you probably aren't going to be into them.
Do you think? See, I don't think that.
I think that's why I think this is unpopular.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are like, grow on you, but I don't think anyone's ever grown on me. I think I've always known straight away. I don't think I've ever pursued something with someone that's they've had to grow on me personally.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are a grower.
Yeah, but they are a grower.
From what I've seen, other people happen, but for me, I want that instant, like...
Want to shag you.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not think so?
No, not really.
You think they should grow in it?
Like, I obviously want to fancy them, like, you know what I mean? You obviously need to fancy them. And
Yeah. So you want...
You just want to get it down horny with...
No, but that's
the first thing.
I don't mean... I just mean like you want to
professional
be like,
shagger.
Yeah. Top shagger. No, but you straight away are like really attracted to them.
Or you're not. Yeah.
I don't want it to be like someone that I'm like, oh, he's all right. Like, yeah. I want to be like straight away like, yeah, he's
hot.
Fancy, yeah.
Hot as balls.
Because I feel like I can fancy someone like in the past, even if they're not my type.
Definitely.
You know,
yeah. Someone just sprang to mind there. 100%. Yeah, you can easily do that. Yeah, but then why do you fancy someone like that then? You obviously didn't want to rip his clothes off, did you?
Did you?
Oh, God, you did, didn't you? You did.
A little bit.
It's okay. I'm still here for you. No, you didn't.
No, I don't know.
Well... See, do you think you can fancy someone's, like, personality? Like,
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think, yeah. I feel like when you meet someone online and you're only talking, you haven't met them yet, it's different. You need to get the vibe in person and see if you actually like them.
Yeah.
I can't just like someone from pictures. Sometimes I won't find someone attractive at all until I see them.
In person.
Oh, you're actually nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Pictures are very like 2D. Aren't they?
They're deceiving.
It's like when you share your friend's picture. Like, I swear he's good looking.
I swear this is a bad photo. Promise.
He doesn't photograph.
Yeah.
You're allowed to date for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think if you go out on a first date, like you...
need to marry them.
Yeah, like that's it. Oh no, I'm seeing him now. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I agree.
Like how many dates don't make it that... Like, when do you have to talk about that? And Shara, I don't want to go through all this shit again, honestly. Where's my ex?
Fuck off now, ban.
Honestly.
Would you ever get any exes on the podcast?
Yeah.
Would
probably
you?
One, yeah. Like, I'm at that stage now where I'm like, oh.
That'd be kind of iconic.
That would be iconic.
But there's one that I wouldn't let on. Seth put through that door. So any of the other ones, take your pick.
Okay, any of the other ones? I don't have many exes.
Three?
Two and a half? Two? Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, when do you have to do all that shite again?
I think you just need...
I might ask my dad to honestly fucking arrange a marriage for me.
Get a few cattle in return.
Seriously?
But no, you'd buy...
Sell the girl and Get some land or something. My dad sell me for land. Definitely. Definitely. Like, take her quick.
Good man.
Quick.
I don't know. Does that talk ever go away? Like, that you don't have to do it anymore?
Like, as you get older, does it go away?
Sometimes just no.
Like, can you be 30 years old being like, so are we seeing
what are
each
we,
other?
Yeah. Oh my God, you know what I was thinking the other day?
I'm going to vomit.
When do you start calling your boyfriend your partner? At what age?
Mid-30s, I'm going to say.
Really?
Then again, it's like 33 saying you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, what age does it stop at then? I was thinking about it in the shower today. I was like, that's really stressing me out.
That's what you think about in the shower?
Yeah.
I watch YouTube in the shower.
I'm like, mind if I got
my mom. I can't be alone in the shower with my thoughts. It's not well, it's a very scary place.
I was listening to Tana and Brooke as well.
Oh.
And Jake Shane. Love him.
Yeah, I don't know about that one now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to think of one more unpopular opinion.
Oh, I can't think of any because I haven't had a fella in years, so.
Unpopular opinion.
Like, is that you and Dano do or say or, like, any, like, arrangements you have?
Oh, yeah.
That would be unpopular to someone else.
Probably texting all day. I don't know if that's a very common thing. We obviously do because we're long distance, but we don't anyway.
Okay.
We text all day long, Nick.
About what?
The conversation doesn't stop.
Yeah, you're always texting.
Oh.
About what? About, like, what the fuck is there to talk about?
Hey, what you at?
What you at? Is that what you said to Dono?
This is our last part.
What you at?
In the morning, he's like, morning. I'm like, morning. How are you? How'd you sleep? What are you doing? And then he goes, I'm back and trying Thursday because you're injured his ankle. And he goes, oh, good. Are you sore today? I'm good. Just on lunch now. Oh, what'd you get? And I sent him the pizza. And he goes, Sally, my name. Because Manny.
What?
Oh, that's man. Nickname.
Oh, jeez.
And he goes, nice. I'm just going to find out.
And that's just what you talk about? Like, yeah. But then when you ring each other at night, what do you say? What'd you do today?
Sure. No, then we get more into detail about the day.
Ah, okay.
Like, this is just kind of more like just surf.
Just level. Filling them in. Every,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I like that.
Do you think a lot of people don't do that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
is that common?
Listeners can tell us.
Yeah, do you text your fella all day or do you just kind of check in and then ring him later on if you don't live with him or like.
If they live together, it might be like, oh, here.
Yeah, I can't imagine if you and Daniel live together. You probably would. Yeah,
but we also spent a lot of time together in COVID. You have to text because you couldn't leave your house.
Because we're betting to each other 24/7.
Okay, one more unpopular opinion. That you should prioritize time with your friends and boyfriend at the same time.
What does that mean?
Like
make them hang around together?
No, like. Spend equal time both where you can.
Do you think you should or you shouldn't?
Yeah, I should.
Oh, you should?
Yeah, I should.
Do you think other people wouldn't?
Yeah.
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 I think some people fall into the fella is priority.
Yeah, or the fella, weekends are for the fella. Like.
Yeah.
I know, it's obviously if you don't see them during the week, you want them all weekend, but you might see your friends all week as well.
I think that does happen to a certain degree as you get older anyway.
Of course. Yeah.
But I've definitely known people who have just gone, full throttle, fella, no mates, no family, no nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then fella gone, no mates, no family left.
Yeah, exactly. You've nothing left then. Yeah. Who do you fall back on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to try and make it some sort of
balance.
Yeah, sort of balance.
Don't forget you had your mates as well.
Because
they're your day ones.
Yeah.
Every time, don't rely on a man, a bus or a train, because when one leaves, another one's always coming.
Yeah. Remember that quote book in Australia we were going to make? When we went on that walk.
Oh my God, that was too funny.
We just kept saying quotes.
And it was piss and rain.
Piss and rain. We decided to walk from Coogee to Bondi.
So mentally stable when we were there.
That was just such a good time in our lives.
I came back really stable now.
Now I'm going off the edge
again.
Oh, need to go back. Okay, we read some of the listeners.
Yes.
So these are your unpopular dating. Well, unpopular opinions dating edition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. Unpopular opinion. Cheating early on is a blimp. Blip, did she mean to say?
Blimp.
Like just a blip. Like,
what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, like it's like cheating early on is only like a little oopsie.
If you're comparing it to cheating 10 years in,
does it hold the same weight, you think?
Probably unpopular opinion, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying it's not bad.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick whether to be cheating on at the start
or 10 years later,
I'd pick the start.
Yeah. Get it.
They don't know you as well.
I was going to say, get it out of the way. What's my brain conditioned into? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just do it quickly. Yeah, come on. Yeah, if I had to pick one. So for me, in my own mind, it wouldn't hold the same way.
Yeah, no.
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 Unpopular opinion, I like a clingy man when I fancy them.
Oh, me too. Don't mind a clingy man. No, there's clingy and there's let me borrow €7 off you, like, that's a lot. Like, that took the biscuit for me, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that was bad.
No, that's not enough.
That's like, that's stingy. Change the C and the L.
But do you ever get, you can feel when somebody is reliant on you? Like clingy reliant on you. Like they do nothing else.
Yeah. It's like you can feel it on your chest.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're sitting. get off me. Yeah. I like clingy to a certain extent, I think.
Yeah.
What's a nicer word for clingy? I don't really like that word, actually.
Interested, like.
I want someone to be fucking obsessed with me. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like not in a weird, like in a mutual way. If you're not obsessed with him, that's weird.
Yeah, like not through my blinds at the night time.
Not Joe from you.
Yeah. No, not into him, no.
No.
Okay. Unpopular opinion, sex on the first date isn't super taboo and relationship can come from that.
Okay.
Definitely not that taboo.
No. No. I think that it's happened to me in the past. And
definitely. It's made you fancy each other, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's turned into something. So it's not like, I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that's done.
I got what I wanted, like.
Yeah. Hang on, my ears popped. I can't hear one thing.
You need to go to ENT.
Yeah, should I?
Definitely.
Both of them are hurting me now.
Yeah.
What if I have a double ear infection?
Oh, God. It's the last thing we need now.
It's completely gone. Like, I can't hear anything.
You're too busy this week. Sorry. No time for an ear infection.
Okay.
Would you go for ENT?
What?
Would you go? Why?
When?
Put in bone mount.
I might just go to the pharmacy and be like, what's going on?
Help. There might be drops actually to loosen.
Yeah, true.
Try that.
Yeah, I think that sex on the first date isn't like...
I think it used to be taboo or it used to be like, oh,
yeah.
How could you?
But people, humans have sex for fun.
Sorry, we were made to have sex. Is that not what we're on this planet for?
Yeah.
Realistically. Yeah.
Someone said, unpopular opinion, good... Sorry, just burped. taking turns paying for things, it shouldn't always be the fella.
I like doing that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've definitely... Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's only right. Like, I'd never...
Yeah.
But it's more of a me thing that I'd never rely on somebody to always pay for me.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's nice and I love a surprise. And like, if you're asking me on a date, you're paying for the date.
Yeah, you're treating me.
100%, yeah.
Well, you can also treat them.
Yeah. But like, for the €100 meal you bought me, buy it flat white in the morning.
Even.
Even Stevens.
Good morning and good night texts are non-negotiable.
Yeah, what do you think about somebody who doesn't do that? Like, what do you think about... Okay, not in a relationship, though.
Like, if you're texting someone?
Yeah. Like, when do you have to start doing that?
So, what... How does he... Did he or does he talk to you? Like, does he just...
Not me, like, I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, like, how do you start to... Like, if you were just texting someone and they just didn't... And then the next day it's, oh, sorry, I fell asleep. He didn't, you liar. You locked your phone and put on your alarm. You could have
I hate
to bed.
That. It's like they don't want to have the commitment of saying goodnight to someone because they feel like they have to be loyal. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because it feels like something then to them.
But in a relationship, a good night and a morning text is...
Fell asleep. Like, what do you mean you fell asleep?
No, you didn't.
You brushed your teeth, I hope, and you put yourself to bed. Please, God. Anyway.
You're scrolling on TikTok and you didn't send me a good night text.
Yeah.
No, I do like a good night and a...
Yeah.
Good morning text.
It's nice. Like, you feel special.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion. Refusing to bring up exes is so weird. Like, I think you need to hear about a person's past. I like knowing a synopsis, right?
But I don't know if I'd agree with that. Yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I... Yeah. Like, if I know, right, he had a girlfriend for this many years, or he was with so-and-so, grand, yeah. But I'm not going to sit out with him and be like, so, what did you do every Saturday night when you were together?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I just like to know how long the relationship was, who was, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Just give me a brief overview.
And tell me again if she adds you on Snapchat and blocks me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be a good great. One.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Blocking me so I can't contact.
Oh. Anyway.
We move. But I think, yeah, just knowing the bare minimum, but just knowing that it's nice to have, to not be in the dark about stuff, because imagine like you knew or your friend knew about someone you didn't, and then you feel like an idiot if they're like, oh, you didn't know he was with her, like, do you know that kind of way?
But I feel like if you know too much then as well, you'll start comparing things.
Yeah, you don't know too much.
No, Jesus. No.
Just how long they were together, who it was, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're never stuck in a position where, like, you know, you met them in person and you're like talking to them as if you didn't. Yeah.
No, and Dublin's not that you'd
be
small as it is.
You wouldn't be mean to them, but anyway, but like, you don't want to feel like a dope.
Yeah, you don't want to be put in that situation.
Dublin is too small.
Popular opinion, girls should make the first move more often. I like this.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to reclaim back our power.
Yes.
Can't be leaving it in fellas' hands anymore.
Yeah.
They're too laid back.
Yeah.
No. Not doing it.
I agree. It needs to be normalised. And men love it. So it should be normalised.
Do you think they're intimidated by it?
No, they think it's very good and confident.
Do they?
Yeah.
But they can be confident and cocky. It's a fine line.
It depends what you say or do.
Love me.
But I think it's just a sign of, like, you're sure of yourself and, like,
you're willing to put yourself out there.
If it doesn't happen, it's like, well, try it.
Yeah.
Like, the worst that can happen is they, maybe you're not the type, or they're seeing someone and you didn't realise, like, that's kind of worst thing.
What's the first move in this day and age?
Liking their story.
I know. Getting too old.
You need to go back to the balls when they used to just go to dinner dance.
Seriously?
My nanny used to go to dinner dance, she said.
Like,
court someone.
Where am I going to go? Fucking rave. Who am I finding there? 15-year-old with a fake ID. You mad? Oh, I hate
and a vape.
And a vape. Actually, you're my type. You vape. Woohoo! We're perfect.
You cannot be friends with an ex. It just leads to more heartbreak. Tried and tested.
I think in certain situations you can. I think depending on what went on and who the person is.
And how many years you're broken up, maybe.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I think, yeah, I don't know. I think you're only draining yourself more hating
them.
Someone. Yeah. Like, obviously, if it's
it depends on how he's end as well.
Yeah.
Say if he's a really, like, a young couple. Oh my God. Fitbit's gonna be fucking fright.
Oh my goodness.
Reminder to walk. I can't walk. I'm recording
can't
a podcast.
Can't walk, sorry.
Yeah, I feel like if it was a years ago thing and nothing happened.
Like, I've definitely been seeing people, and if I saw them, I'd be civil.
Oh, yes. Yeah, same. Yeah.
There's nothing that I'd be like, oh, I hate him now because we're not seeing each other anymore, so I have to go and block him on Instagram and all. No, like,
no.
Grow up. No. Too old for that.
No. Yeah, it doesn't really happen anymore, does it? Like,
no. But I, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on the situation and the people.
It does.
Unpopular opinion, snail trails are heart eyes. I never actually think of that. A snail trail.
Makes me feel a bit sick.
A snail trail and then fully actually, shaved.
Does that have a snail trail? Does he? Let me ring him.
Let me ring him! Daniel, what have we got going on down there?
I don't think he does. I feel like...
What are you asking me, man? Yeah, what are you saying? Shari, what do you mean?
I bet you'll say.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Do I have a snail trail?
He'll say, what's that? I bet you'll say, what's that?
Hi.
Hello.
Quick question.
Hello.
Do you have a snail trail?
Oh, I shaved it.
All right.
Oi.
Just wondering because I couldn't remember you had one.
You only seen me a few days ago. You only seen me yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Pay that much attention.
I forgot. Like, it's not that.
Oh, no, we don't have a snail trail.
Okay, grand.
Hi.
Okay, love you.
Love you, boy.
Bye. I couldn't place it in my head. Like,
I feel like it's weird. Can you have a snail trail and then be shaved?
No, I think it's all or nothing. Like, would you rather a man be like bald eagle?
I can't think of it. I guess I'm getting sick.
Or
I think bald eagle is weird.
Kind of freaks me out too.
Yeah, I think it's a bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just, everything looks very strange.
It looks very bare. Doesn't it? It looks like
everything just makes me feel a bit ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Slippery or
something. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Squidward's nose looking things like no, don't I don't know. Don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Having your location on all the time unless it's just to make sure they're safe.
I think that's weird. I've never been a location person ever. I don't even know how to turn it on my phone.
I used to have it on my... But remember Snapchat? Everyone left them on.
Yeah, why did
so one of my exes just...
So dangerous.
One of my exes had his on, but that was all. But then I obviously found it one time when I was... He kicked me out from home, from town on my birthday. So we had a fight and then I just was in bed. I was like, why am I in bed? And I just checked his maps and just went back in.
Did you just get a taxi back in?
I was like, hang on. It's my birthday night. I got sent home.
No.
I'm back in.
Dead right.
That was the end of me, is it? But
no, I'm not into the whole location thing. I think that's, for me personally, I think that's a step too far.
It's a very new thing, I think.
Yeah, like if I can't trust, if I ask somebody I'm with,
Where are you?
What are you doing if I ring them? What's up, where are you? If I can't trust in the answer that they're giving me back, I don't want to be with them. Do you know what I mean? That's, I don't want to have to look at an app.
No.
To confirm that what he said is real.
It's true. That's
getting
true.
Very... Like
that is true.
Come on, you need to have some sort of trust.
Yeah, unless they're hiking Mount Everest, I don't think it's that necessary.
Yeah, unless they're
then you see if they're safe.
Yes. So Mount Everest is the only one that's allowed.
I actually hate my man watching porn.
Yeah, we've talked about that before a while ago. I think about like, do you class porn as cheating? Do you not? They're actors. Like, I don't think I would.
Yeah. I don't... The idea of it isn't great, but like...
Yeah, the idea of it makes me a bit sickly. Like, I'd hate to catch a fella. If I seen someone, like, caught them. No.
They say they need a day off or just need a night to themselves. I'm here for it.
If your fella does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like I'd have this sometimes.
I think that's allowed.
Do you ever get proper excited to have a day to yourself? Just like if you haven't done in a while and you get like a little butterfly in your stomach.
Just to spend time on your own.
To do nothing.
It's bloody lovely.
Unpopular
opinion, a trip to the cinema or bowling shouldn't be a first day. Hate the cinema.
Yeah, you can't talk.
I just hate the cinema.
Yeah.
In general, I think.
Oh, you don't like cinema?
I don't know why I don't like it.
I love
it. I get really like...
antsy.
Yeah, I get really antsy sitting there.
I just love it. I love the foods. I love watching it.
I think if it's something that I really, really... I loved going to see Paranormal Activity in the cinema. That was a good one. But that was years ago. I think the last time I was in cinema was in Liverpool when me and the girls were flying home. We had too much time when we got kicked out of the apartment.
Yeah.
So we went to the cinema to watch a horror.
That was years ago.
But I don't... Like, I've never had... The urge to be like, girls, wrong with cinema.
I figure when they were do you ever go in the recliner seats? What can I speak?
I don't find this, like, I don't know. Could never imagine going on a first date. You're sitting there in silence.
Yeah.
Ah.
My first date. Fell asleep.
Yeah, no, could never do that.
These are two good ones.
Oh, go on.
Don't date him if he doesn't pay maintenance to his children from past relationships.
Oh.
I agree.
Absolutely.
If he's going to treat his other child like that.
He'll treat you and your child and you have a child with him like
that. I think that says a lot about a man. And the second one is that the boy has to like the girl more for the relationship to work.
Oh, what?
I've seen this a lot. I've seen more so people saying that your boyfriend, and they were showing like celebrity couple examples, has to be a golden retriever and the girl's black cat. Do you ever see Black Cat and Golden Retriever couple? Like, Black Cat is like more like, like a Black Cat, the vibe, but the Golden Retriever is like real innocent and like happy. And do you ever see like a Golden Retriever boyfriend?
Yeah.
So like all the like good couples at work have the Black Cat and the Golden Retriever in them. Like Alex Earl's Black Cat Braxton's a golden retriever.
Okay. Yeah, I can kind of see it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, I can't remember who else, but they all made so much sense. And they were like, this is why their exes didn't work out. Like, there was Austin Butler and Vanessa Hudgens, and he was the black cat. And then with his new girlfriend, he's now the golden retriever.
No way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh. I think it's true.
So the fella has to like
the
girl
not
more?
Not necessarily like them more, but I think the golden retriever vibe really works.
Golden retriever, black cat.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for them.
They were fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Our unpopular opinions all came in on our Instagram page. We often look for your input on that. So it's Home I Drink Pod, and we ask questions and get your advice for stuff as well. So if you want to follow us over there, you can. So we're going to do Six Minutes Tall's. We always say we try to give you advice, big sister advice, little bit of...
Not Bible advice.
Not Bible, yeah. Kind of like the conversation to have with the girls in the bathroom or nightclub. So because we took a break, these are all fresh dilemmas. And if you sent one before, you can resend it into our email address. It's homeidrinkagoloudnow.com. This is today's dilemma. So it says, hey girls, I got out of a relationship 6 months ago. Getting out of it was the best thing I've ever done for myself and my own mental health, and I promised myself I would never get into one ever again. However, I met a really nice, loving guy who was so genuinely nice to me. After a few months of talking, he asked me out. I was debating about it, but I said, yeah, without really thinking. We are 1 month into the relationship and I just feel so guilty as I'm not a relationship person, and as soon as I put the labels on a relationship, I get so anxious about it. I don't know how to explain it to him because he's perfect, but it's just me and labels. Should I tell him or not? I don't want things to change between us. I just want to take a step back and lose the labels. By the way, I love your pod. You are amazing and so inspiring.
Aw.
Thank you.
She's just panicking over the label.
Yeah.
Oh, he could be the one, girl. Don't panic.
And labels don't mean a thing.
No, they actually don't.
You just need to be...
Once you're happy day to day with someone and you can trust them, I don't think labels are...
Yeah, and just know that like you can also leave that.
Yeah.
If you want, even if there is a label. It's not a label doesn't mean you're trapped and stuck there forever. Like, you're still very much... It's nearly easier when you're in something to break up because you can actually call it a breakup.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when you're seeing someone, what do you call it?
It's like I'm not seeing you anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you tell him how you feel? I think if you tell him how you feel, no matter what way you're going to say it, he's going to think that it's him is the problem. Like, I feel like he might take it as like, oh God, what have I done wrong? And if he is like the loveliest man ever.
I know.
He's going to be like, oh shit, what could I have done? Like, he's going to question himself. Like,
why does she not want to be with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I think of it from his, I know what you feel is so important. If you feel that you need to step back, that's completely fine. But think of it from his position. He's going to be like, she said she was my girlfriend, now she doesn't want to be it anymore. Even if you say nothing will change, like he's still going to be like, well, obviously something's going to change because it's all it is a label. But he also has to be patient with you because you were in a bad situation that you just got out of.
Yeah, shit, what do you do? Like, if the only thing that she wants to change is, what, being called boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, do you think it'll eat her up inside if she says nothing?
Yeah. Maybe just tell him how you feel, but don't say, look, I'm changed. Just be like, look, since we labelled ourselves boyfriend or girlfriend, I just feel really anxious. Like, it doesn't mean that I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
I just had a bad past experience and I think it's just put me on edge. And he might even, like, reassure you. He might say, look, we can move back. Like, just make it a collaborative
thing,
discussion and decision, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think see what's best for both is in that case, instead of you going and being like, let's un-boyfriend and girlfriend ourselves.
You can just tell him that it puts pressure on you to nearly be named boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
That you're just not ready for it yet.
Like. Yeah. But he might say, that's going to be fine.
Mm.
But he might also be like, look, there's no... He might say words that will make you be like, oh, do you know what? Like, this is actually fine.
Mm.
But let us know what happens.
Yes, please do.
He seems really nice.
Sweet man.
I know. So phone a friend. We have a new part to our dilemma segment. It's called Phone a Friend. And basically, we put a dilemma up on our question box every week in the Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, the listeners, get to sound off in the answers and tell us what you think and give your advice. So it's not just us always giving advice.
Giving our advice. Yeah, it's your advice too.
Yeah.
So the dilemma is, I've been seeing this boy for just over 2 months now and have come off the dating apps. We went to Dublin recently and I looked through his phone out of curiosity. Oh no, girl. I hoped I wouldn't find anything, but I did. And the girls reminded me that he's technically still single and that I can't get mad because it's not cheating. So I let it go, but my mind got the better of me and I went back on Tinder to see if I could find him on it, and I did. It really did upset me, as I do have feelings for this boy. I've met the majority of his friends and spent multiple nights with him. I brought up in conversation about meeting families and he just avoided giving me an answer and said, Jesus, all at once be very awkward. I just don't know how to approach the situation. Do I bin it off or am I overthinking it, as it has only been a little over 2 months and it's still early days? That's such a like rocky area, the whole, well, technically single, but technically shouldn't.
Yeah. It's such a hurtful stage when you see stuff that you don't want to see, and like, it's not nice.
No.
At all. So here are our phone a friend's advice people, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
First one is, something similar happened to me. You need to say to him, ask him what he wants, i.e. a relationship, etc. If he gives a wishy-washy answer, that's your answer. Move on from him. If a guy leaves you guessing in any way, he's not the one. It's really as simple as, if he wants to, he would. A lad that really wants you will make sure you know that he wants you, because he won't want to lose you.
True.
True.
I like that.
And men are very about their territory. Like, they'll not want anyone else to have you either. So if they're not asking you, or you like seeing other people or what's going on with you, then it's like, do they care in that sense, kind of?
Someone else said, don't bin it off if you do have feelings. In my experience, lads not wanting to meet family is a red flag.
Hmm.
He's not interested fully yet and it's been 2 months. Drop him.
Aww. Yeah, it's like, how long do you wait until you're like, I'm done? Because you're always going to hold on if you really like them.
Yeah.
It's hard. I feel after 2 months, you know if he wants something more, and he should know too. If he's not willing to commit, I would let him go. Instead of going through his phone, do not recommend. I just start an open conversation. Even if that conversation is hard to do, it will save you pain in the long run.
Yeah, you're saving your future self, kind of.
Yeah.
Someone said, bin him. He's not looking for anything serious. You'll save yourself more heartache.
Yeah. Still early days. You need to know if he's are heading too exclusive and if he wants a relationship or fun.
Like, do you think you can just ask somebody that, like,
what?
Come here, are you planning, like, are you dating for a relationship or are you dating just for the crack? Are you allowed to ask someone that? Like,
maybe you could. I would say, like to know, in a way, yeah.
So you're not wasting.
I feel like that type of stuff comes up very early on.
Which
type of question.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're not talking about it in some kind of way, is that a red flag? Not even saying I'm looking for a girlfriend, but like just little things. I feel like you'll just know if, by the way they speak, and if you have to ask them, then that's a conversation you need to have.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know.
I feel like it's a grey area.
If that's the commitment you're looking for and you're not getting it, then bin. Equal investments.
50-50. Mm. 2 months is still early. Wait until it's official to start checking and stuff. Your friends are right. Oh, checking and stuff.
Should you wait till you're official to check, though? Is it like,
I
if you have an
I would never ever want to check.
Would you not?
PTSD, but yeah. Mad. No, I don't know. I just don't want to ever have to be put in that situation where I'm like,
where you feel like you need
to. Yeah. I don't want to ever know where your location is because I trust what you say. I don't ever want to have to look through your phone because there's nothing on it that I should be aware of.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
If she already feels like she has to look through his phone, then it's dead end already.
Yeah, see?
On. Yeah.
Start going on dates with other boys and he won't be long realising he only wants you. Play him at his own game.
Yeah, and you're also getting the best of what you can also see if you're finding someone better than him at the same time. May as well. If he's doing it, why not? Bin him. The family thing is a huge red flag. She deserves better. She shouldn't have gone through his phone, but needs to have a conversation about what they both expect from each other before she can get upset or mad about his actions.
Yeah, like, how do you know if you're in the right to give out about that? Yeah. Are you?
This is why labels are so important, to avoid these grey areas, either in a relationship or not.
Oh, stop it.
Being Love Island, what do they call it again? They call it
exclusive.
Getting, is it exclusive or closed off?
Oh, closed off.
Yeah. If he's really interested, he wouldn't be using dating apps. His attention would be all for you.
You could have a conversation with him about your situationship. Just be honest that you're catching feelings and want to know how he feels so you don't end up getting hurt. Being up front and being honest, he had to respect that. And if not, then he's not ready for a relationship. You deserve someone who will listen to your feelings.
Yeah, I agree. Talk about your feelings, then see how you feel. How he feels. Go from there. If he still wants to talk to other girls, then leave him. He obviously isn't looking for something serious and still wants to fuck around. Yeah. And unfortunately, once someone has that in their head, it's very hard to change that. Mm. I think men get into a relationship when they want it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think
on their terms.
Yeah, they're ready and what they want. So that was that, guys. Thanks so much for them dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
You can send your dilemmas into homeidrinkatgoloudnow.com. As we said, they are all fresh dilemmas, so you can just pop them in. And even if you send it in before, you can send it in again, just so we can answer it this time around after our little break. To finish up, we're going to do Peak and Bleak of the Week. Also for phone a friend, if you want us to answer that with other people's advice, just put phone a friend in the subject line. Peak and Bleak of the Week, we pick one high, which is their peak, and one low, which is their bleak. That's happened within the last week. And it's only right that we share the negative first, I think. We done positive last week.
Yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
So do the bad?
Do the bad first.
So the bad was that I randomly vomited and I never ever randomly need to vomit.
Yeah.
That was my bleak. It was really...
That is bleak.
Do you know when you vomit and you just feel like you're...
Dying?
Seven again?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm sure to call it for my mom. Like,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help me.
Or do you ever vomit weirdly and it goes into your nose? One time a whole onion came out my nose.
Charlene, I actually might vomit on you right now. Really?
It's not a whole onion, but a strip and a piece of ham. A strip of ham, it was.
Oh, girl, ENT. Nico ENT.
Yeah, my ears are killing me.
Are they?
Yeah. But a lot of talking today now.
Oh, a lot of talking now. Oh. Tired girl now.
Yeah.
Yeah, randomly vomited and didn't enjoy the experience.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was my bleak. Yeah.
My bleak is... Did I say my ears last time? No, I didn't.
I think you might have mentioned it, but you can say it again if you like.
My ears still popped. I still can't hear in my right ear.
Is it the flight? No, it was before the flight. What did you do?
I need to
Do you use earphones?
Yeah, but not that regularly. I haven't used my AirPods in ages. I need to go to the doctor.
You need to go to
the doctor. I need a doctor. Yeah, still blocked. I'm trying everything and nothing works. I'd love to get them hosed out. My ears.
Oh, yeah. See that on TikTok?
Unreal.
Big chunks coming out. Yeah.
My ear keeps ringing. What if I have tinnitus?
Remember I thought I had tinnitus?
It's ringing right now. It's just ringing.
But mine was only at night time. When I lie down, it'd be ringing. It was like a wee, 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 wee.
Oh, yeah. You tell me that.
Yeah, I told it. And I was like,
oh, my God.
The noises make it stop. Yeah. No, didn't enjoy that. And then next morning, it was gone.
God, just singing still and stuff. Can't think.
What's your peak?
My peak is that I got up for Pilates this morning at 6 a.m. Now I got up at 6:15, but I was so I'd already paid for it, right? And that always incentivized me to go. Pilates is not fucking cheap.
No.
And I was lying there and I was like, I just got back to sleep, very tired. But then I was like, oh, I'm actually not fucking tired. Do you only wake up and you're actually not?
Yeah.
I was actually kind of wide awake. I was like, if I lie here, I'll probably go back to sleep now. I'm up anyway for before 9.
Mm.
So really, how much of extra? And you always feel much worse when you go back to sleep.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, it's not worth it. I was like, get up, show up for yourself, do it. You said you'd do it. And you know, I seen someone a thing and it was so true. It was like, that's how you build confidence in yourself, is doing things that you say you're gonna do.
Aww.
And that's how
I love that.
And showing up.
Aww.
Even if it's a little thing, if you do it, you build more trust in yourself and confidence in yourself.
Because you've told yourself you can do it and you do it.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's beautiful.
So I had that in my head when I was trying to sleep. I was like, get up.
Was it Derek's one?
No, it was kind of starting to get bright as well. I was like, do you know what? No, the world's awake. I'm getting up.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Wish I could do it.
Right, yeah.
Aww.
Good.
Chilly. Oh, have my peak. Do you ever just, something happens to you and it just gives you just a little, do you know what? You, sir, have made my day. Just a little. Oh, thank
coffee.
Actually, my coffee, did
what
you
What was
see?
In it? I can't remember what it was.
The lovely, beautiful girl down at Coffee Works. She made EK out of the milk.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was something.
She handed me the coffee and it was EK. And before that, I was just standing there delirious waiting on my coffee. I ordered three of them. And I was just standing there staring at the walls and she put it down in front of me and I was like,
Ending personalized.
Yeah.
So oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that was my peak of the week. She made my week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Lovely girly.
I need to try Coffee Works in there.
Oh, I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
And I've had my fair share of coffee companies over the years. Yeah. Jesus. But my God, Coffee Works.
I need to try.
Banging.
I can only have decaf though, but I'll try.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You're a matcha girl.
Yeah, I like matcha.
Yeah. Something wrong with you.
But the last time I had a matcha, I had such bad anxiety, so I don't know. Just the caffeine.
Decaf.
I got decaf through the day, was lovely.
Was it?
Yeah, I did.
We can decaf start going for coffee dates and all. Well, usually tea when we're out anyway, so.
Mm. Peppermint.
Yeah.
Or green tea. That many pizzas repeating.
Oh, no.
Guys, thanks so much for listening.
That's us.
You can go back and listen to our bonus episode. We release them every Monday and we're getting a bit more unfiltered on there. It's different now. So if you haven't listened to it in a while, listen. They're new.
Ragers over there.
And our podcast comes out Wednesdays. Our full video comes out Thursdays at 12. So if you're listening to this now, you can watch it as well. Mm-hmm. If you really want.
How fun.
And then you can like, rate and subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Leave us a comment. Comments would be nice actually on YouTube because
don't slate us.
But we can directly see what people are saying because we don't really get feedback otherwise.
You know what? We might even be able to add a segment in then of like
best comment of the week.
Yeah, comment of the week. Give away prizes and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah,
oh!
Yeah.
It's all get
prize,
very,
prizes.
Very exciting in here now.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you on Monday.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.